You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy. So tell me about an encounter you had. You were ministering at a jail, I believe, in Colorado.
That's right, yeah.
Tell us this amazing thing. What happened there?
Well, 2 years ago, I was invited by a pharmacist who has a real passion for evangelism to speak at a jail that he goes into every week. The interesting thing about this man, his name is Nathan Dahlberg, is he has no real prison experience. He's never been in it.
Right.
He hasn't lived a life of crime. He's a very intellectual pharmacist that has a real passion for souls. And we were partnered together ministry for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the real passions of David Wilkerson. He was a country preacher in Pennsylvania and went into New York and reached the gangs. And the great thing about it is the more dependent on God we are, the more prepared we are to do the ministry he's called us to. And sometimes we wait to be relevantly, we wait to be culturally relevant rather than saying, let's not be relevant. Let's just be dependent on God and watch what he can do. Mm-hmm. So I went up there, and this was 2 years ago, and we had around 400 men in the yard. And you could sense the presence of God was so strong. It was so strong. It was stronger than I've ever felt it before in my life. And right at the altar call, when I did the call to salvation, there was around 300 men that actually came forward.
Wow,
and it was a very strong message that I preached. It was Jesus saying, come and follow me. Like, this is not just a ticket to heaven. This is not just an assurance of eternal life. This is a life of following Jesus in the direction that he wants to take you on personally, even in this cell or when you get out of here.
Right.
This is not just about getting assurance for heaven. This is about living a life dependent on Jesus and following him in his leading. And that was being communicated.
Right.
And all these men came forward. And I said in the microphone, I wish to God we could baptize you all. And within seconds of saying that, lightning struck over by Pike's Peak. We could literally see it.
Wow.
And we could hear the rumbling of it.
Right.
You could feel it in your organs. It was so strong. And then there was this light drizzle of rain, not enough to pack up and leave the yard, not enough to even cover the sound equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It was just this heavenly drizzle of rain.
Wow.
And in that moment, just out of my mouth, I baptized them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Woo, that's awesome.
and these men were weeping. You have to capture the moment. A lot of them wanted to get baptized, and they knew while they're in serving their life sentence, they're probably never going to have this opportunity to be baptized. So there was it was very emotional. The worship was strong. The attention was on Jesus. There was such a move of God happening. We had actually security and wardens giving their lives to Jesus with the men. As I'm looking out at these men, I'm seeing some of the security some of the wardens down on their own knees, physically down on their knees.
Woo.
It was just this amazing moment.
After the lightning hit.
And I opened it up to the whole yard because at that moment I said to them, like, at this moment, I've never seen this before, and God's presence was strong. Yeah. I want to invite you all, whoever you are. We had 100% participation in that altar call.
That's awesome. 100%.
And the testimony after that was the discipleship and the follow-up, which is a weekly Bible study that happens, it was filled to capacity.
Praise God.
For months on end, and God was doing phenomenal work. Well, I get the call again to go out this past summer.
Okay. A year later?
A year later.
Okay.
And it was a little bit of a tricky one because they were all thinking that I was going to be able to
call down lightning.
The Irishman can call down lightning. So I told
no pressure there.
I know. I told this pharmacist, I said, well, just tell them all. Let's get this about the Word of God. You know, as soon as we get distracted by experiences or get distracted by signs and wonders, then we're missing out on the greater work of the authority of Scripture, edifying faith, and we got to get our attention on Scripture. So I was prepared to actually preach a message that day on don't chase your five senses, because our five senses will distract us, will deviate us, will lie to us, will deceive us. But what will hold us true to the end is when our five senses submit to the authority of Scripture.
That's good.
And we have to live a life of following Jesus, which is telling our five senses, you're not leading me. You're not dictating me. You're not controlling me. I'm not following you. And we have to live a life of following Jesus, which is telling our five senses, You're not leading me. You're right. Not dictating me. You're not controlling me. I'm not following you.
So many people are led by their soul, those aspects.
And that was my message that day was follow Jesus and not your emotions and feelings and signs and wonders. And following Jesus has to be defined through Scripture only, because you can't follow him if you don't understand Scripture. Scripture is our instruction to how do we follow Jesus.
Yes.
And so I'm preaching this message and I'm seeing them, you know, really get a buzz out of it. And even the chaplain prior to it's like, you know, there's a big expectation on lightning. There's a big expectation. Is this going to happen again? And inside of me, I knew that if I could just preach Scripture and get the attention on Scripture, then maybe there won't be as much disappointment.
Right.
And part of me is like, shame on me in a sense, because I didn't have the belief for that to happen again. I want to be honest with you.
I didn't have. Twice, I'm like, come on.
Yeah, I really didn't, you know. And but at the altar call, within seconds, I'm doing the call to salvation, the call to depending on Scripture more than anything else, allowing Scripture to be what leads us and guides us and makes us want to follow Jesus more than anything else, and putting Jesus first rather than what we can get out of Jesus. And one of the titles, one of the slogans, or one of the statements that I made was, Christianity is not about what we can get out of God, it's what God can get out of us. Mm. And it's us giving him glory and putting him where he needs to be. And at the altar call, I'm saying, God wants to get glory out of your life. Even in the situation that you're in, he can still get glory. And we had talked about people in the Old Testament that ended up in jails and prisons and lived lifestyles similar to those that were in the jail, and how God got glory out of their lives. And when we did the call to salvation, we had all these men coming forward, and then all of a sudden, I said the same thing, like last year, I know everyone that was here last year got baptized, and there's so many new people here. I wish to God that we could baptize you again. Within seconds of that, you could hear the rumbling of thunder happening.
Goodness.
You could hear the rumbling of thunder. The pharmacist wrote a big write-up about it.
Right.
The chaplain was there. Everyone witnessed it. There was lightning. There was thunder. It rained down on top of us. We baptized again in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Awesome.
Again, we had huge 100% participation in the call. And that night, I was speaking at their follow-up Bible study, which they do every single week. They just do this yard event once a year, like their big evangelistic net that they cast, and then they go into Bible studies every week afterwards.
Right.
So that night I told them, I'm going to be here tonight to speak again, and you know, this is your next step. Like, if you want to follow Jesus, it's not just about getting goosebumps here and now. There's going to be a life of discipline that follows it, because God is going to be at work in you, disciplining you. In other words, giving you the disciplines to grow in your faith, to nurture your faith, to want to know more about Jesus.
Yeah.
And one of those is getting plugged into this Bible study.
Wow.
So that night we come in to the in through it, and we got to take off all our metal, and we got to go through the detectors. We get all the way around. When we got there, it was so packed, we had to take out tables, chairs,
library
books.
Awesome.
They were sitting on the floor, down in the aisles. There was just packed out. Packed out.
Yeah.
And that's still happening. I just spoke this morning to Nathan, and he told me God is still working on those men. Mm. And here we are months later, and there's this residue of anointing.
Mm.
And the great thing about evangelism and being an evangelist is our ministry is to work our way out of a job as quickly as we can.
Right.
Our job is to work our way out of a job.
God had Nathan there to be able to work with you.
Yes.
And so y'all work together, so you're able to step back.
Yes.
And Nathan's still continuing to, is that right?
That's exactly, that's the vision of our ministry. We want to go into churches and we want to preach in churches. And when we're done.
Or prisons, jails.
Or prisons.
Wherever.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the time we're done, there is volunteers that will do the evangelistic ministry long after we're gone.
Wow.
Because we believe everyone can evangelize. Everyone has a purpose. Everyone has a gifting. Everyone has an influence. And it's not limited to your education. It's not limited to your testimony.
Right.
It's not limited to anything. It's unlimited to what God can do through someone's life. Unlimited.
Awesome.
To what God can do through someone's life.
So you're looking at, you know, God's more into evangelism than the church is into evangelism.
God,
He wants everyone to be saved.
Amen.
He doesn't want anyone to be lost. And that even the prisoner that society's given up on, and they've been judged maybe rightly because of the crime, or sometimes not even wrongly convicted, But the fact that that happening, God didn't give up on that man who was locked Amen. Down, who probably hadn't seen anybody for the longest time.
Yeah.
But God showed up in such a powerful way to say, I want to save you. I yes. want to forgive you.
Yeah.
I want to redeem you. I want you to be my own. I want you to be an heir of mine,
yes.
a joint heir with Jesus. I mean, that's awesome.
Isn't yeah.
that awesome?
Yeah, that is awesome.
It that's, just says yeah. that, you know, nobody, everybody needs to hear about the gospel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.